The man who authorised tasers for police in England and Wales has told BBC Radio 5 Live it's time to review their use. The former Labour Home Secretary David Blunkett says he's concerned after figures showed more than 400 children had tasers drawn on them in 2013. The figures come from an internal Home Office taser database and were released after a Freedom of Information request. The government says they may not be wholly reliable as some of the ages of people tasered are estimates. Joining me now is the Chief Constable of Surrey Police, Lynn Owens. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Danny.
So in Surrey Police, can you give us some figures, an idea of how much tasers have been employed either as a threat or actually used?
I'm very pleased to. I mean, it's absolutely right that whenever the police use force, that we're held accountable to that force and that some of that's done publicly. But some of the headlines that we're seeing today, I think, are very emotive. So just to put Surrey's figures in context, in the last 5 years, we have only used taser against somebody under the age of 18 on two occasions. And of course, on those occasions, every use of force would have had to have been justified by the officers involved.
Is perhaps the word children misleading here? Because what do you know what ages those two people were who had tasers used on them?
Yes, so in this case, we had one 14-year-old and one 16-year-old. But of course, it is important to remember that if somebody's armed with a knife, it actually really doesn't matter what age they are, or if indeed they're threatening another person, or indeed, and equally importantly, if they are a threat to themselves, the public expect that the officers are able to intervene to protect the public and to protect the people themselves.
OK, so there's two actual uses in 5 years on people under the age of 18. What about in terms of using the taser as a deterrent, as a negotiation tool?
Well, in any violent situation, the way that we deal with that is that the best tool that a police officer has available to them is generally their voice. It's about negotiation. So the decision to deploy a taser, the first thing that they would do is that they would pull the taser out of the holster, and often do what we call red dotting, which is when you can put a red dot on the individual. And in many instances in those cases, actually the behaviour changes. So over this period, we've seen the number of times that we have pulled used taser reduce, the number of times that we have drawn taser has reduced. But it is an important tool in our ability to deal with people who present violence or present harm to themselves.